Task 2. Read the instructions and the questions for text 1 carefully. Listen to the recording for text 1.
My first busking experience took place in early 2003. I was in the midst of an adventure across Australia with my then boyfriend, and we had little care for anything apart from causing mischief from coast to coast. Due to our mutual conviction that we were the chosen ones being guided by the forces of the universe, we found ourselves utterly lost, broke and starving in Byron with no place to live and no money for food or accommodation. And so it came to be that I was forced to set up with my lucky hat and guitar on the main street and busk for the first time in my life. So I positioned myself on the sidewalk outside the bank and swallowed a few gulps of pure fear before beginning the first song with sweaty, shaking fingers. An interesting and surprising thing happened after I had completed my first song. I was approached by a dark-skinned man with a braided ponytail and a British accent. He said he was holding auditions for instrumentalists for a house band at a club. He complimented my guitar playing and encouraged me to go and audition for it. I knew I wasn't going to be auditioning for any house band anywhere, but his encouragement and compliments achieved something far more wondrous. The rock of nerves inside my stomach vanished. During our conversation, I relaxed and started to feel comfortable playing there in the morning sunlight with my glitter guitar in full view of all who passed by. At one point, a strange-looking woman sneaked up on me, bent down, and swiped $2 without missing a beat. I was seething with rage. She was obviously better off than me. "You'll see, you'll pay for it," I thought, watching with the dark glare as she disappeared from view. Despite being robbed, I began to really enjoy myself sitting there playing my guitar in the sun, having friendly folk drop coins into my lucky hat and receiving smiles from passers-by. I felt fantastic as I walked back to the car. I had faced and conquered my fear, and the feeling of achievement was unlike anything I had previously known. Aside from being able to afford food on that day, my first busking experience was a personal lesson in facing fear. The prospect of playing music in public had terrified me for years, but once I did it, I realised it wasn't that bad. In fact, it was quite enjoyable.
Listen to the recording once again.
My first busking experience took place in early 2003. I was in the midst of an adventure across Australia with my then boyfriend, and we had little care for anything apart from causing mischief from coast to coast. Due to our mutual conviction that we were the chosen ones being guided by the forces of the universe, We found ourselves utterly lost, broke and starving in Byron with no place to live and no money for food or accommodation. And so it came to be that I was forced to set up with my lucky hat and guitar on the main street and busk for the first time in my life. So I positioned myself on the sidewalk outside the bank and swallowed a few gulps of pure fear before beginning the first song with sweaty, shaking fingers. An interesting and surprising thing happened after I had completed my first song. I was approached by a dark-skinned man with a braided ponytail and a British accent. He said he was holding auditions for instrumentalists for a house band at a club. He complimented my guitar playing and encouraged me to go and audition for it. I knew I wasn't going to be auditioning for any house band anywhere, but his encouragement and compliments achieved something far more wondrous. The rock of nerves inside my stomach vanished. During our conversation, I relaxed and started to feel comfortable playing there in the morning sunlight with my glitter guitar in full view of all who passed by. At one point, a strange-looking woman sneaked up on me, bent down, and swiped $2 without missing a beat. I was seething with rage. She was obviously better off than me. "You'll see, you'll pay for it," I thought, watching with a dark glare as she disappeared from view. Despite being robbed, I began to really enjoy myself sitting there playing my guitar in the sun, having friendly folk drop coins into my lucky hat and receiving smiles from passers-by. I felt fantastic as I walked back to the car. I had faced and conquered my fear, and the feeling of achievement was unlike anything I had previously known. Aside from being able to afford food on that day, my first busking experience was a personal lesson in facing fear. The prospect of playing music in public had terrified me for years, but once I did it, I realised it wasn't that bad. In fact, it was quite enjoyable.
Read the questions for text 2. Listen to the recording for text 2.
Linda Fleur, age 29, received a Bachelor of Science degrees in two different fields. The first one, in marine biology, came from a small private school, while the second one, a BSc in environmental studies, was from a state university. She agreed to talk to us about her experiences. Your first degree was from a small private university in a remote area, and the second one was from a very large state university. How would you compare your two studying experiences?
The first degree, that is marine biology, was much more theoretical, and even when we did some field work, it was mostly for the sole benefit of the university department. We did have a research trip once to the freshwater springs system of Florida to study alligators there, but it was more of an excuse to take a trip to Florida on the department's money, really. My second degree, the one in environmental studies, was much more hands-on. I learned about ecosystems mainly by exploring environments. We just went to a particular area for a week or so, and we had to make a record of every animal or plant we identified there. And this fieldwork was strictly correlated both to our interests and the courses we were required to take at university. And another advantage was that the department interference was limited to the necessary minimum. Within our research area, we were free to choose whatever topic we wanted.
And what are the differences between the two schools when it comes to job opportunities?
Well, first and foremost, I was able to get letters of recommendation from the state university, a very useful thing for a graduate and highly sought by prospective employers.
The private school was extremely unresponsive and unprofessional, even with their letters. Also, as the state school is local, I have the continued opportunity to interact with some of my professors. I have run into a number of them again in my work, and through them I've managed to make useful employment contacts. I'm lucky to have a job in my field, and I must admit that doing a degree at the state school was a great advantage. I know graduates from my first private school who are still trying to get jobs in their fields. Several others are just doing temporary jobs without any chance of a real career. Just to quote one example, I have a friend who had a job at first where she had a mandatory unpaid 6-month vacation. Then she had a part-time job in her field for a few years and is only now finally employed full-time, but not doing what she'd studied.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Linda.
Listen to the recording once again.
Linda Fleur, age 29, received Bachelor of Science degrees in 2 different fields. The first one, in marine biology, came from a small private school, while the second one, a BSc in environmental studies, was from a state university. She agreed to talk to us about her experiences. Your first degree was from a small private university in a remote area, and the second one was from a very large state university. How would you compare your 2 studying experiences?
The first degree, that is marine biology, was much more theoretical, and even when we did some fieldwork, it was mostly for the sole benefit of the university department. We did have a research trip once to the freshwater springs system of Florida to study alligators there, but it was more of an excuse to take a trip to Florida on the department's money, really. My second degree, the one in environmental studies, was much more hands-on. I learned about ecosystems mainly by exploring environments. We just went to a particular area for a week or so, and we had to make a record of every animal or plant we identified there. And this fieldwork was strictly correlated both to our interests and the courses we were required to take at university. And another advantage was that the department interference was limited to the necessary minimum. Within our research area, we were free to choose whatever topic we wanted.
And what are the differences between the 2 schools when it comes to job opportunities?
Well, first and foremost, I was able to get letters of recommendation from the state university, a very useful thing for a graduate and highly sought by prospective employers. The private school was extremely unresponsive and unprofessional, even with their letters. Also, as the state school is local, I have the continued opportunity to interact with some of my professors. I have run into a number of them again in my work, and through them I've managed to make useful employment contacts. I'm lucky to have a job in my field, and I must admit that doing a degree at the state school was a great advantage. I know graduates from my first private school who are still trying to get jobs in their fields. Several others are just doing temporary jobs without any chance of a real career. Just to quote one example, I have a friend who had a job at first where she had a mandatory unpaid 6-month vacation. Then she had a part-time job in her field for a few years and is only now finally employed full-time, but not doing what she'd studied.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Linda.